You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Let's go back to what happened yesterday as members of LGBT communities across all of Texas's major cities prepared for vigils. President Obama addressed the nation, confirming that the shooter was a terrorist, attempting to console the brokenhearted, of course, and speaking to an issue he has addressed repeatedly during his presidency, striking a note of, if not resignation, something that sounded quite a bit like it.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be. And to actively do nothing is a decision as well.
The powerful assault rifle the president referred to is in this case the AR-15, a brand name of Colt, but commonly applied to similar long, often black-colored rifles with an instantly recognizable profile that belies the rifle's military origins. It's quite popular here in Texas. Its private ownership is protected by the Second Amendment, of which there are two dominant and dissonant visions which we are aware of. The AR-15 tends to polarize. In fact, in the case of the AR-15, the question often arises, does it have a legitimate hunting purpose? Are there not better alternatives for self-defense? Now, the Constitution is silent on sportsmen or burglars, but such questions do come up in the debate over the limits of gun ownership, nearly certain to be the next legal frontier, given last week's Ninth Circuit opinion upholding restrictions on concealed carry in California. But after yesterday, after much reporting on the weapon used and the right of the assailant to own it, what's fact and what's fiction? Michelle Byington is a lawyer with Walker and Byington, which is a firm based in Houston. Thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Thank you.
NPR reported this morning that the shooter was licensed to own a gun. Do you need a license to own a gun, or more specifically, a gun like the AR-15?
In Florida and here in Texas, you do not have to be licensed in order to possess or own a firearm.
Well, how would one go about buying an AR-15? You walk into a gun store, right?
Correct. That's the easiest way, is to walk into a gun store. They are called Federal Firearms License Dealers.
Uh-huh.
You go in, you fill out this form. It's called a Form 4473, which then allows the dealer to conduct a background check to make sure that this individual does not hit the radar as a felon, as an individual who beats their wife or beats their husband, so no domestic violence convictions, that they pay their taxes, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they pass, you know, on that background check, then they will be able to go ahead and complete that transaction and purchase the rifle or the handgun, whichever they want to possess.
I see. Is the background check in Florida similar to what we have in Texas? I would presume it would be the same, right?
Yes, sir. It's the exact same.
It's federal law. It covers all 50 states, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right.
The shooter in Orlando, did he have some sort of gun permit? I believe I heard something about a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, media is reporting, and I'm sure it's true, is that he was a concealed weapons holder, which is what they've got there in Florida.
And is that similar to what we have in Texas?
It is very similar to what we have in Texas.
We don't call it a concealed carry, I guess, anymore. Now it's a license to carry?
That's exactly right. License to carry a firearm.
And what does it take to get one of those licenses?
Well, here in Texas, if you are not a license holder, you have to go to a license to carry class where they teach you tactical response issues. They teach you about the use of force and the use of deadly force laws pertaining to firearms. And then you've actually got to get out there on the range and shoot the firearm as well and pass that aspect of the class as well before you're given a license. Now you've got to go through a background check as well in order to get your license to carry a firearm.
So the shooter would have had to have had that background check, obviously. Reports on Sunday said the AR-15, some reports, said it's capable of shooting 700 rounds per minute. It's a military grade weapon. Is that true?
Probably not. Now, what I want to remind you is I'm a lawyer. I am not a gunsmith by any means. But this AR-15, what I want to clear up is that a lot of people think AR stands for assault rifle. That's not true. It's actually an Armalite rifle, which is the manufacturer of this type of rifle. Now, what you've got to remember is that the guts of an AR-15 and the guts of a handgun are the exact same. With one pull of the trigger comes one bullet. Okay, so now when they're talking about military grade, they're probably referencing automatic rifles where you pull the trigger once and it sprays multiple bullets with one simple pull of the trigger. And once that hand is let off or the finger is let off the trigger, that's when it stops. That's an automatic. This here that was used in the massacre was a semi-automatic. One pull of the trigger, one bullet comes out. So depending on how quickly this individual pulled the trigger each time and how many magazines he was able to do what's called a tactical reload, and one empty magazine falls out, he pulls another one out of his pocket, puts it in, and then pulls the trigger again.
I see what you're saying. We are out of time, and we're going to have to do our social media segment in just a few minutes. Michelle Byington, she's a lawyer with Walter & Byington, which is based in Houston. Thanks so much for speaking with us. We certainly do appreciate your expertise.
Thank you.
We are coming up on 19 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. We'll do our social media segment in just a moment. Stick around.